we're gonna do some power ranking today. We're gonna get in here. Summer 2023 is just around the corner. By just around the corner, I mean literally tomorrow. So by the time you guys are listening to this, you probably are getting ready to watch the LCS. So definitely a nice thing to kind of get you warmed up for it. So we're going to go through, we're going to kind of break down the teams that we're looking at for next year and or for this, I mean, the season here is split, and just kind of see where we're at right there. So what we're going to do is, let me see here. We're going to go down the list. Actually, I think we're going to go up the list because that's always a good thing there. Starting with the lowest and working our way up just so you guys can kind of build tension and stuff like that. So obviously, I'm going to basically go off, kind of what, every year, you know, looks like is going to be the end of the road here. And it's actually going to end up being for, team number 10. Is going to be just the worst going into this split is definitely going to be Dignitas. So I think the reason why is honestly because they went out and they decided that they were going to get someone who plays Heroes of the Storm, or who played Heroes of the Storm, and, you know, get this guy, bring him in, and bring him into the top lane. I definitely think he's better than Armut was, but I definitely don't think that he's going to be just amazing. Also, they also brought on... weirdly enough, they brought on Diamond, who has been basically a support that's been in like the Challenger scene, that kind of stuff there. I think he was with FlyQuest for a while too, either FlyQuest like Challengers or FlyQuest just in general. I think, but Diamond's been like all around C9, all this different stuff too. But I don't think Diamond's actually better than Ignar. But, of course, I think then Ignar when moved up to NRG, which is good for them, I think, honestly. So, let's take a look here. So, they obviously have Rich in the top lane, who's that Heroes of the Storm guy. Then they have Santorin, Jensen, Tomo, and Diamond. So, they actually do have the ability here with this roster to bring in someone from a different region. They actually do have a spot open for an import. So I would be interested to see kind of how that goes. If midway through the season they realize, oh crap, everything's going kind of to shit. Let's see what's going on here. They might be able to bring someone in for like a bot lane or something like that. That's, I think, a good spot for it. Tomo, I just don't see really doing amazing. He could do great. He was pretty good bot laner in the like Challenger scene and stuff like that. But to actually bring him in and play at this, you know, at this high of a level and stuff like that, we'll have to see if he can do that. So that'll be something there. So let's see. I'm trying to think of who would actually be a import ADC that they could bring in. I don't think there's a ton of ADCs that are teamless right now. I mean, they do have Spawn in Dig Challengers, so that's good there. You could bring Dig Challenger, you could bring Spawn up or whatever. Actually, I don't know if they actually still have Dig Challengers and all that. I think maybe they were one of the teams that just didn't keep their Dig or their Challengers roster and all that, because all that was crazy. But they also do... I guess they do have Sven Skarren as a strategic coach as well, which is interesting there. Which would be kind of cool there. They have... he's retired, basically. But, I mean, we'll see how that actually comes together. He's a strategic coach, so that he'll be able to help out Santorin, which I don't think Santorin really needs the help. It's just kind of getting them all together and figuring an actual, like, a way forward. It maybe Rich can bring something together and actually bring some aggression in the top lane that's not just play Gnar and get a win off that. Hopefully that's just good. You know, hopefully he's able to do stuff. But we'll see. We'll see for sure with that. So that's number 10. Now we're up to number 9, which is going to be Immortals. Immortals is a team that I honestly think won't do amazing, but I do like what they're doing, as I've said the last couple of years too. You know, or last, I think last season I said the same thing where I'm like, I like what they're doing, but, you know, it's just kind of iffy. So we basically have, let's see here. We have Solo in the top lane. I think Solo is definitely a bit of a upgrade, I would say. He's very solid. He was one of the big reasons that TSM actually got a lot of the wins that they did, because he was so solid in the top lane there. Then we turn into, in the jungle, we have Kenvi, which Kenvi has been pretty good there. He really needs to unlock his whole, like, best jungler ever kind of thing. In, you know, when he was in 100 Thieves Next or 100 Thieves Challenger and stuff like that, Kenvi was kicking ass. And now he jumps in here and he just kind of is. And it's like, okay, cool. So, it's not great. So, honestly, like, we'll see how Kenvi can work. Especially if Solo is allowing him to get, you know, with the solid, you know, solid top lane, if he's able to kind of maybe take a more, kind of get, you know, pick up Kindred, pick up, Kha'Zix, that kind of stuff there, where he's actually able to get in, do some crazy damage and get out and all that stuff, basically. Then they have in the mid lane, Belulu, who actually, Belulu did play really well when he was playing last split towards the end there. I am glad that he's back in the mid lane. That's actually pretty good that they brought him on once again. His contract is actually up next year. So at the end of, like, after Worlds and stuff like that. For even another year. That's great. So 2024. So that's good there. And then we have Tactical and Treats. They did bring Treats in, which is pretty good. I didn't really like the way that Fleshy kind of was on. Like, I just didn't get what Fleshy was about. He was all about this, like, oh, this Pyke, and he's a hook champion guy. And just was like, okay, like, that wasn't really the meta. But, that's fine, I guess. But he just kind of got shit-stomped, unfortunately. So, Tactical and Treats could be a solid bottom lane if they actually kind of come together. I think technically didn't Tactical and Treats play together on TSM? Because Doublelift and Treats played on TSM, and Tactical was the replacement for Doublelift when they left. So I think they might have actually crossed paths. Yeah, that's possible that they definitely did. I don't know. But I honestly think that it's kind of cool that's going on there. And they have actually Joey too as a sub, but he's also kind of an assistant coach that they're doing there. So maybe they're thinking if Treats doesn't work out for whatever reason, which I don't get really. But you always need a sub to kind of just in case something happens or whatever. But Treats was a really good part of the roster for TSM when they had that there. So I think that's going to be a decent team, but it's not. I don't think there's enough that's kind of there for them. I think the other teams are just going to be better. So we'll see. I mean, we'll definitely see. They're ninth. If people play up to what they're supposed to play, it could be a great team. That's honestly true with even Dignitas, too. I don't think Dignitas is going to be garbage, but I just think they have to figure out what they're actually going to do there. All right, so next up on the list, weirdly enough, is going to be TSM, who is probably just going to finish off this year, and then they're going to be done with the LCS. We'll see how that works. And it's just kind of a strange, I don't know, I just think it's an insane roster that they're working with. So they have Hauncer in the top lane, who that's great. Sure. Hauncer's fine. You know, I don't mind Hauncer. He seemed all right when they were playing the last couple of games last year, when there was the whole like issue and stuff like that. That's fine. That's no big deal. But then also, they have what's it called here? They ended up getting rid of Maple, which is crazy, I think. But then they have Boogie, who is jumping into the is still in the jungle role there. Boogie was actually one of the big reasons why I feel like they actually did pretty well last year. You know, Boogie and Maple, they were able to just take over games and just really do great. But they lost Maple. I don't know if they actually just let him go or if, it seems like they just actually just let him go. So, I don't know. And then they have, so in the mid lane, they're supposed to have Ruby, who Ruby was actually from Heretics. And Ruby seemed like he was okay in Heretics over in the LEC. But he didn't seem like he was going to be just, he didn't seem amazing. Team Heretics, I don't even think made it to like any, either of the off seasons there during like winter or spring. So we'll see. But then I don't think also Ruby has his whole like green card situation or his visa situation set. So they're actually bringing in Insanity, which sure. I think Insanity with Hauncer and Wild Turtle in the bot lane. I think Insanity could be pretty decent. Like, he could play well. Homegrown talent, all this different stuff. I think the last time we saw him was on Immortals. I think, like, officially we saw him was in Immortals. That's at least where I remember him from. But, I mean, he could be pretty good. We'll see there. And then, obviously, like I said, Wild Turtle and Chime in the bot lane, which is what they were finishing up last year. So, could be pretty decent. I don't love the Wild Turtle stuff there. Like, I really just don't get why they decided that, let's bring Turtle back. I mean, it's probably for the fans, I would say. Since this is their last season, they're probably just like, you know what? Throw him in there. That's fine. That's no big deal. Because I honestly thought Neo wasn't doing horrible, but Neo wasn't, you know, amazing either. I don't know who they would have gotten instead. I mean, maybe you could just bring someone up from, like, actually up. Like, you could brought, you know, someone from, you know, one of the Challenger teams or from any of the NACL teams. We definitely could have brought up and said, instead of having just Turtle, who's, I mean, he popped off towards a couple games towards the end of the last year, but he wasn't, like, killing it, really. He was just playing as Turtle. But if Turtle can play aggressive like he has in the past, and this team can really play with, you know, with a bot lane-centric meta, which is what it's looking like it's going to be, for sure. At least the first couple of weeks are going to be Zeruyumi, Milio and Lucian, or Lucian and Nami, or even like Milio and Kog'Maw. Like, you're gonna have to figure all that out. So that's probably gonna be a bot lane centric meta right there, which is always fun. And then basically you're gonna have to just kind of, if you can let Turtle be Turtle. And actually play, like, the stuff that he wants to play, like, the older stuff, like Ezreal and stuff like that. I just spilled water all over the side here. Onto some crazy stuff. If we can let Turtle be Turtle and actually play some stuff that he wants to play, stuff that I feel like he doesn't need the hands for, then I think we'll be good there. If he wants to build, Triforce Ash or something like that, sure, that's great. We can figure out that when we get to it, really. But I think that's going to be good for TSM there. The next bit we have here is actually going to be, let me pull it up here. I need to make sure I have the roster all set there, especially since they're a new addition to the team, to the whole league and everything like that. And that is going to be NRG. NRG ended up taking over the spot of CLG. Rumors have it that actually NRG, this is going to be seventh here. NRG ended up actually, I guess, they were paid by CLG apparently to take their spot, like with equity and stuff. It's craziness. Basically, there's no reason why, like there's almost a question of why did we even, like, why are we selling in the first place? But because we can't get any money for it and stuff. I don't know. It's definitely something strange. CLG, I guess, needed to get some stuff out of there. So they needed to figure out some stuff. But I honestly liked the CLG kind of brand and all that. It was historic. It was, you know, nice for the esports kind of, like, history scene and all that. But now it's NRG. So NRG has basically the whole roster of just CLG, but they changed it up just a bit. So what they actually did was they have Dokla in top lane, which was for CLG, Contrax, Palafox, and then they changed it up in the ADC part here, where they actually have FBI, which, great. I like the idea that you bring in FBI. He wasn't killing it on Evil Geniuses last season. I don't think that team was really meant for him, but we'll see. And then we have Ignar. I think Ignar and FBI is a good match, like a good team combination there. Just because, honestly, that's a cool kind of combination. And then they also have they have Ignar, but they also have apparently Poom as well. Like Poom is there, but there's no actual talk about whether or not he's officially like a sub or he's like the sixth man kind of thing. And then they even have a sub bot laner as Apollo, who's Apollo Price. I don't know if you guys remember Apollo from the old Clutch days and all that. Clutch was great. I liked watching their whole rise and fall, really. But not even to their own perspective. Like they weren't even like meaning to fall. They just Clutch got sold, and they were like, oh, wonderful. And now it's Dignitas, I think. Is what Clutch is now? Yeah, Clutch is Dignitas now. How the mighty have fallen. But I think it's still good. I think it was still a good time. They did pretty good there. And Apollo would be a good bot laner. He's a little old. I say old. He's an older player. I don't think they should bring him in. Like, if FPS and they're doing great, they shouldn't just swap him out and just say, oh yeah, we're just going to bring Apollo in because he knows what he's doing. I remember Apollo was always good. Who was it? Apollo and... pretty exactly who used to always be with Apollo. But it was good. I mean, those two were good. Was it Apollo and Ignar? I don't think so. Apollo and Vulcan, maybe? I think it was Apollo and Vulcan. I don't remember. But it was good. It was pretty good there. So, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the next... So, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, that team shouldn't be that bad. That's why I put them kind of middle of the pack. You know, I put them 7th. So 7th isn't terrible, but it's not great either. I just think the other teams can play... Like, I see a way that the other teams can do well. I just don't see it here with these guys. But, you know, it should be fine. I'm interested to see how they actually end up working out. So next we have Evil Geniuses. Evil Geniuses in 6th. So just making it into, basically to, how to say finals, into playoffs here. So Evil Geniuses, apparently evilgeniuses.na. Let's see here. And we end up having kind of an interesting roster that I didn't really get. Is this new? This is new. Wait, this is literally yesterday. Shit. Okay. So this is I have Evil Geniuses muted on Twitter. So I don't see their stuff because I don't like Evil Geniuses as a organization. But this is confirmed. This is actually, I think, all confirmed here. We have Revenge in the top lane, who was originally, obviously, from Immortals. We have Armeo as the jungler, but also, as they have Shiden from the Evil Geniuses Challengers team, which Shiden's pretty good. Good, you know, young kid. Like, I think it's a good thing that he's kind of working alongside Armeo. Armeo's been in the scene forever. He's been a coach. He's been doing this. So that's nice. Their mid lane, obviously, is JoJo. Mr. Joseph June. So that's fun there. JoJo Pion is pretty good there. And then they have Unforgiven, which is crazy. And then they have Ayla. That should be a pretty good roster. Like, that's why I kind of put them just six. Like, they could take games off the top, you know, teams and stuff like that. Revenge, I think, if he can get in and he can actually do some good stuff and he can actually, like, if he can play consistently, I feel like he's just a player who plays a lot of, characters with a lot of agency. So he plays, obviously, his Riven. He plays, you know, Aurelia, that kind of stuff. He can just get free to do that and allow Armeo, or honestly even Shiden to help out and just be like the tank guy or just a facilitator, that kind of stuff. That'd be great. I also think you need to free up JoJo Pion. He's real good on his own, obviously. I don't think he's kind of that supportive playstyle guy. He's definitely, I see, like, when I think of JoJo Pion, I think of Akali play. I think of basically that kind of stuff there. Those kind of assassins, that stuff. So I think it'd be interesting to see if this new season actually, or split actually kind of like brings it, you know, brings it full circle and he can actually get back into that kind of stuff. Then Unforgiven and Ayla, that is great. So that's, I think that's actually a really good idea, to have Unforgiven, who was a great bot laner. He was originally on 100 Thieves, I believe. Let me see what he's. I want to definitely double check that, because I thought he was originally, I think, brought in for. Oh, okay. Yeah, he was brought on 100 Thieves. Then he was originally Mad Lions. Excuse me. He was on, Mad Lions. Then he was brought to 100 Thieves Academy. And then he was brought to 100 Thieves Challengers. And then now he's on Evil Geniuses, which is great. I think that's cool. So I think that was... Oh, well, Academy turned into Challengers. That's why he got transferred over. But Unforgiven's great. And then Ayla as well. Bill. He's seems like a nice character, pretty good there. I think he could go well with Unforgiven the way that Unforgiven has played in the past. So I think it'd be cool. It'd be cool to see how well this really goes here. Then we have, you'll never guess which one we have next. We have in fifth place, we have my wife's favorite team, 100 Thieves. So 100 Thieves. The reason why I'm doing this, actually, is because I kind of don't, and I don't love the way that they're kind of doing stuff, but we'll see. They have Someday, for whatever reason, back up in top lane. They just ended up basically, like, kind of getting rid of, Mr. Tenacity. Like, Tenacity was like, hey, you know what, I'm gonna go and go over to Korea and, you know, basically party over there basically for a while with LS and all that. But I mean, he has to do his own thing. He just kind of wants to see, he's kind of semi-retired, kind of stepping away, that kind of stuff there. Which is fine. That's completely fine. However, someday I don't think is the answer here for top lane. We'll go more into that as we kind of talk more all over about it. Then we have Closer. Closer's great. Great player. Great, you know, kind of, if he's given the right champions and all that, he can just take over a game, be completely ridiculous and everything like that. Then we have we have Quid in the mid lane. He's a new player, or like a younger player from Korea. He originally was on Gen G, but Quid will be great. I think it'll be interesting to kind of see how this young kid coming in will be able to kind of be shaped by the people around him. Like Someday, I think that could be why they took Someday back, is to kind of, because he's Korean, but he's actually technically American. Or, like, you know, with green card type stuff. He speaks great, you know, Korean and all that. Kind of a good kind of mentor for Quid and all this here. Since Someday has actually been really one of the best import top lanes that we've had. I would say, you know, it's like Impact and then him for sure. But then we have Doublelift. Doublelift, my boy, as you guys can tell from the shirt. Old Doublelift shirt from the TSM times, when he had the pocket pick Lucian and all that. So it was a good time, you know. It's a great shirt there. And then Busio, so Doublelift and Busio, great. You know, they were pretty good laning last year. They kind of started off weird, and then they did really strong, and then they kind of dipped again, and it just kind of was streaky. So we'll see if they can actually work together now that they've been playing for a while, and they can actually kind of figure their stuff out. It seemed like Doublelift had some real good, like, kind of feeling about playing the game, because especially his whole rant about, well, I didn't know I was going to be out of, I didn't know I was going to be out of a job for so long, and this and that, from the whole strike and everything like that, which we can get into in another another episode and all that about the strike and the walkout and that kind of stuff there. We'll talk about that at some point. And then they also have a top sub as Jenkins. And I kind of find this interesting, only because, like, I'm not sure why, if anything, why they're having a sub for Someday. Unless they kind of understand that Someday just, you know, maybe he just kind of is playing like a half role. And he's like playing top lane most of the time, but then he's like, eh, you know, I'm just going to hang out this day and let Jenkins get some help in there and that kind of stuff. I mean, who knows? I mean, Jenkins is a is an NA resident as well, so that's going to be good there. But, I mean, maybe they'll just bring Someday to kind of specifically help Quid. They didn't want to maybe lock in Jenkins and kind of get that set there. But we'll see. We'll see how that kind of works out there. Let me see if there's anything else. Yeah, nothing really. I was looking at like the history of stuff, but it'll be interesting to see kind of how this goes here. Up next, we have my favorite team, actually. We have Team Liquid. Let's go, Liquid. And let's see here. Gotta scroll past the fourth meme. and we actually have right here. We have, oh geez. We have Summit again in the top lane. Basically, they just kept it the same, which is fine. I'm okay with it. They kept Summit, which I don't love Summit, but you know, it's fine. They have Pioshik, Harry, Yeon, and Core JJ. So cool. I definitely think that's a cool thing. They actually took, so Marin ended up leaving, and they brought in they promoted Rainover to head coach, and then Dodo from general manager to general manager / assistant coach, which if they want someone to like help coach, I'm here as well. Dodo, hit me up, that's fine. And honestly, I honestly think that these teams are going to be pretty good. This should be a good, you know, good bunch of teams here, good bunch of people here. Summit is if he can just stop inting and like he had great solo kills last split. He was kicking ass. He was doing great. He's taking names, all this. Great solo kills. If he can actually like get out here and not feed, then we're good. We're good to go. We're golden. But if he's gonna, then we're kind of it kind of sucks. Wow, I didn't realize how young Pioshik was. There's mouse doors thing. Pioshik though, he seems to be kind of settling in to the whole like NA culture and stuff like that. Hopefully, this year together and stuff like that has helped them kind of learn a little bit more. Then they obviously have Harry, Yeon, and Core JJ. Core, I think, is honestly, doing great. He'll be great with these supports that are seemingly doing pretty well. If we can get Yeon just a little bit more confidence, I feel, then we'll be good to go, and we can actually get, start, owning games instead of having him just on. I just remember him constantly last season being on Xayah and just kind of doing what's needed. While Harry and Pioshik, basically took off, and then, Summit would just solidly win top lane and then int a couple games away, and you'd be like, well, okay, what's going on here? What is actually going on? But I'm interested in seeing how this game, how this team really works together, again. So I'm glad that they didn't just blow it up after, this end of the year here. From the spring split, and they didn't really get what they wanted to, as not even making playoffs. So, honestly, the fact that they didn't make playoffs and they still kept Team Liquid, like, together is just, is perfect. I love it. I love the commitment, like, the whole commitment to the bit. I like when someone commits to a bit, someone's speaking in a British accent just to piss you off, and he keeps doing it. And he just commits to it. That's great. I love that. That's amazing. It's annoying, but it's great. Like this. It's annoying, but great. So, it should be fun. Should be a good time. That was number four, obviously, as it's the fourth meme. But really, I do think they're fourth. I don't just say fourth because of the meme. Up next, we have... This is going to be a little strange. This is fourth. Or this is third here, okay? Third. You're going to be surprised. I think because this is a big like thing where everyone's like, really? The only third? Some people have them up higher and stuff like that. FlyQuest. I definitely think FlyQuest is going to be a little bit further down. Actually, I don't even know if they're further down. They don't even seem like they're that bad. They should do pretty well this year. Like, I just think they're going to maybe get not like kind of kicked around a little bit by the other teams. Just because there's some new stuff and all that, but they were very fallible later in the at the end of last season. They figured them out. Golden Guardians figured them out. Even like Team Liquid, and I think even did Dignitas get a win off them? I don't remember. But they ended up being like completely undefeated, and then we figured out, hey, don't give Prince Zeri, and then you were good to go. Basically, is the idea there. But obviously, they have Impact, Spica, Vikla, Prince, and Vulcan, who's the new addition there. Interested in see how Vulcan goes. Kind of hilarious, I feel, that Vulcan was doing the whole tweeting and shit like that of, oh, you gotta replace, bring back Winsome, when like Winsome was there and Ayla was still trying to figure out all of his stuff. And the fact that he went in and he actually just took the guy's job. Like, that's perfect. Talking so much shit, you actually take the guy's job. Lovely. But we'll see how that kind of works in the bot lane, Prince and Vulcan. From what I've heard, Vulcan's pretty, he seems to be kind of the driver of the team, which is interesting. But they have Impact, who is always vocal whenever I see anything like that. Spica is just going to play Spica shit. I'm wondering if he's going to be more tanky this year, like he had been with the Maokai Amumu type stuff, or if he's going to turn more into the, Kha'Zix, Kindred, you know, Graves, that kind of stuff there. Ivern jungle. Actually, I don't think Ivern's enabled for this split, or at least for the first couple weeks, because he's new and all this different stuff. But we'll see. I mean, and Vikla was pretty decent. I mean, Vikla was there. People were saying, "Oh, Vikla's gonna be," you know, Vikla was kicking ass last season and stuff. I mean, I think that's good. Let me see here. Here. Let's see if we can figure out there. Vikla, okay there. Yeah, I mean, Vikla was just good. I mean, Vikla was a great player. You know, so I think he was not horrible. We'll see how he goes into this, you know, this next, I wouldn't even call it a sophomore split, but it's just the next, you know, summer ranking and stuff like that. They're playing tomorrow, obviously, as well. Everybody's playing tomorrow, so it'll be fun there. All right, and then we're up to number two. Two on the list is one of my favorite teams, Golden Guardians. It was just awesome the way that Golden Guardians did pretty well, and I was loving it. So they ended up basically, ended up bringing in the same exact thing, and have Licorice, River, Gory, Stixxay, and Hoohee. They also have a support bot, who's a Ray. A Ray, I think, isn't he on something else? What is a Ray part of? He's on Golden Guardians, but like, isn't he on Golden Guardians like Academy or something like that? A Ray, I've seen him on like other stuff. Oh, he's part of St. Thomas. Yeah, that's what it was. Wait, was it? No, that's Shogo. I'm so confused. I've seen him on other stuff. I've seen a Ray on other stuff. He was on Grand Canyon University. Actually, I think it's just Gold Card United, GCU. I guess he was on the Golden Guardians Academy or whatever. I guess that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, that could be an interest. This will be a great team. I mean, they already have been a great team. These guys are supposed to be sticking together, it looks like, you know, their whole update thing here is good until the end of 2024. So, who? I mean, I don't think there's gonna be any issue here, but we'll see. I mean, we'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely see how it works. I think that'll be fun there. I think if we can get Licorice to actually play like he did in, MSI, it'll be amazing. It'll be great. We'll be able to figure it out. They'll be able to run the league, basically. River and Gory, they can get on those. They're like, you know, duo champions, basically. They can match any, like, mid jungle duo. Honestly, it looked like even in the world, they could kind of run them, which is really good. They could take it off BLG. They just played. They played pretty well. They played, like, if you look at the way that they played in play-ins and stuff like that, I definitely think. That they can actually just be like the quality of those teams to an extent, I feel, is same as like from like NRG down, basically, on my list here. So I think it'd be good. I think they're gonna be able to figure it out. Stixxay and Hoohee. I was amazed by Stixxay at MSI this year. I'm glad that he's just kicking ass. Like I like to be proven wrong. If you go back and you actually look at me, talking about the spring for 2023, I was saying, psh, you have Stixxay, is gonna be a no from me, dog. But I'm like straight up, this is some good shit. This is good, you know, like he's doing great work, which I enjoy. I enjoy seeing him do such good work. And who he obviously just he's just killing it. He can play anything really, which is super fun, and I think that's good. So obviously that leaves only one team, and that is Cloud9 as number one. So Cloud9, I think the biggest thing is honestly, Them being like just ahead and actually winning against Cloud not, or against Evil Geniuses just puts them ahead. I think that's the only thing that puts them actually ahead of Golden Guardians. I would have said Golden Guardians number one if they hadn't beaten, if Cloud9 hadn't beaten Golden Guardians, and Golden Guardians would be number one. But they have obviously Fudge, Blabber, MNS, Berserker, and Zven. I definitely think that's cool. I am interested in kind of seeing, kind of again how this is working. All of these guys are at least extended through next year, which is good. Or their contracts end next year, so that'll be interesting there. Looks like a lot of the coaches and all that ended up leaving in general. We just maybe don't have all the info on the Cloud9 kind of positions and all that. But Fudge has been kicking ass. Blabber obviously has been pretty good too. I could see Blabber if they don't get to Worlds and if they don't do amazing, I think this could be the last split with C9 that Blabber has. He's been with them since 2018, so I'd be interested in kind of seeing how he takes like a bad loss and all this different stuff. They don't make it to Worlds, or they fry out at Worlds and all this different stuff. They make it. And then obviously MNS, Berserker, and Zven in the bot side, like area. I think that'll be interesting to see. Wait, really? This is interesting. I just saw this here. Blabber's actually extended, his contract has been extended to 2026, which is very strange. Unless they just want to build around him specifically, and they'll kind of change stuff around. That's, I think, just a little bit strange that that's the longest contract of any of their players. It could be definitely an interesting thing to see there. But Berserker and Zven have been great. I think Zven possibly could be is like the weak point in this team. If they bring on actual support, great. I think Berserker is well and truly like formed enough now that you can just actually give him a real support and he'll do great. Bring him something like Vulcan, bring him something like, I don't know, any of the supports really in the league. Most of the supports in the league. And then he'll be pretty good. I actually don't, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't see like support as a great like lane in LCS really. I mean, you bring him core, Berserker might be just cracked. Or they just don't work together. I don't know, it's interesting. I think it's a good kind of to see how this works here. I think we'd be interested to see the way that Cloud9 kind of plays if they can keep up what they did last split, and see if they can get first again and get out of get to Worlds, get out of groups, get all that kind of stuff there. And that's the show, guys. It was Cloud9. I'll go through it from top to bottom now. Cloud9, Golden Guardians, FlyQuest, Team Liquid, 100 Thieves, Evil Geniuses, NRG, TSM, IMT, and Dignitas. So that's the way we're working with that. And yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode of everything, guys. Probably gonna cut the stream right here for a little bit, and then I will be right back. Well, actually, you know what? I think I might even just cause it to yeah, I'll end it so I can get the actual like streaming thing working so I can go make the copy of it and all that. We'll figure it out. And but then I can also do a I'll restart the stream in a little bit, maybe play some solo queue and that kind of stuff there. But yeah. I will see you all on the other side. Peace out, folks.